Live from our studios in Old Town East, this is WCRS News This Morning, a service of our friends at Use Kids Records. And good morning, Columbus. Great to wake you up and get you moving this morning. Here are some of the headlines we're looking at in the WCRS newsroom right now. State Route 161 is closed at 71 after a vehicle struck a utility pole and overturned. State Route 161 at Interstate 70 was closed early Friday morning after a vehicle struck a utility pole, then overturned. This happened shortly after 3 a.m. The poles and its wires are laying across State Route 161. There were no immediate reports of injuries. It is unknown of how long the road would be closed. So stay with us. We'll have details on our Facebook page as we get them throughout the morning. The Columbus Police confirmed that a person was shot by an officer. According to the police, the incident occurred on Forest Street between Hale Avenue and Carpenter Street about 6:30 p.m. Police said the shooting occurred after an officer responded to a home about an incident about shots being fired into a home and saw a number of people running from the home on Hale Avenue. One person identified as Thompson Bell was shot by police and was taken to Grant Medical Center in critical condition. According to the police, as of early Friday morning, Bell was recovering from his wounds. The officer was unhurt. Columbus police said the main thing of the incident in the original call was about shots being fired, apparently connected to a domestic dispute between Bell and a woman who was inside the home, who was later found out to be his girlfriend. The woman filed for and was given protection order against Bell earlier on Thursday. The order had not been served at the time of the shooting. Bell also was wanted on an outstanding warrant for driving under the influence. The shooting is under investigation. A woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Waverly. The Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers are left investigating after a two-vehicle crash left one person dead on Thursday, according to the Chillicothe Post of the OSP. 18-year-old Marion Daniels was traveling west on State Route 124 near Waverly when she traveled left of center and struck a 2002 Ford Ranger traveling east by 22-year-old Abigail Hoyer of Waverly. Amy A. Becker, a passenger in Horner car, was pronounced dead at the scene about 3:30 on Thursday. Horner was taken by medical opter to Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center in Columbus, and Daniels was taken to Cabell Huntington Hospital in West Virginia. Their conditions are unknown and the crash remains under investigation. Coming up, your WCRS Weather Now forecast, and it's looking kind of good for you right now. Good morning to you all out there. Here's your WCRS Weather Now forecast for your day today. Right now, we are actually surprisingly warm. We actually warmed up and did not drop down to 15 tonight. We did not really drop at all. We actually stayed warm for the day, looking at high around about 32 for your daytime. I think we're going to be warmer than that, actually, looking at our current conditions. Looking at our current conditions, we were supposed to be at 20. I think we're going to warm up to about maybe 35 today, 35, 36 today. So we'll get above freezing, I think, for your daytime. For tonight, we're thinking we're going to get cold again, looking at a low around 15. For your daytime tomorrow, and if I flip it over, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy, slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. In the afternoon, looking at high around 35 degrees. Then for tomorrow, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow showers, lows in the upper 20s, winds southwest from 5 to 10. And as we look ahead to the next week, we're looking warm as we'll stay in the 40s. Thursday, looks like we're given a chance of either rain or snow, but it's looking like snow at this point. I'm Deshaun Isaac with your WCRS Look at the News. Of course, join us tonight for WCRS Weather Now at 6:30 for more news and information. I'm Deshaun Isaac. Have a great morning, Columbus.